Hi, this is Mistress Scarlet, and today I am reading you part 5 of 5, so this is the final one of Stephen's dream session. Make sure you've listened to 1, 2, 3, and 4 before you listen to this one, and remember, this is from Stephen's wishful point of view. After what seems like forever and yet a blur, I am led over to the side of the room and pushed onto a bed on my back. Still blindfolded, arms bound underneath me, legs spread, anal plug in my ass, and my now limp cock and balls still tied tightly. Miss takes the rope from out of my mouth and lowers herself down on my face. This is what I've been waiting for. Another chance to hopefully please Miss, and I am in complete bliss. Slut, you've been a good boy. You've taken your punishment well, and now I will reward you with my sweet pussy. Slut, do you think you can please your mistress this time? As she tugs on my cock with the rope, slut, do you think you can get this pathetic cock hard again? As soon as Miss spoke those words, with my face buried in her pussy, I was instantly rock hard as she began to pull and swat at my manhood with a riding crop. This time I feel like I'm doing a better job, and Miss continues to grind her wet pussy on my face, occasionally giving me instructions. We now develop a rhythm, and I think Miss is starting to really enjoy herself. Of course, me being a slut, I want to come so badly, but all I can do is think about pleasing my Miss as she begins to come over and over again, filling my mouth and covering my face with her sweet juices. What a good little slut you are, Miss whispers as she climbs off of my face. She removes my blindfold and falls to the bed, embracing me with a hug and allowing me to see her exposed, amazing boobs for the first time. She cuddles me and allows me to lick and suck on her breast for a while as we both rest from experience. Slut, would you like to come today? Miss whispers in my ear, and all I can do is give her my sad, pleadful puppy dog eyes and plead with her for release. Miss thinks for a while as she teases and playfully hits my cock. I'm in bliss, pain, and anticipation of my dilemma. Slut, I will allow you to jerk off and come, but with a challenge. If you can jerk off and have your warm cum shoot all the way up to your mouth, I will think about allowing you to come the next time I see you. If you don't reach your mouth, then you will not come for the next 2 times that you please me. Do you understand, slut? Yes, miss, I reply, as she unties my arm and I begin to stroke my cock with abandon. The plug is still in my ass and my legs are spread from the bar as I try to lift my ass up off the bed as high as I can to give myself the best opportunity to reach for my cum to reach my mouth. Miss can tell I'm close and she stops me, just as I'm about to come. The pain is intense, but I stop and begin to whimper and plead. Miss laughs and then says, "Okay, slut. You may come." All I need is about 5 good strokes as I release my warm cum and it shoots out of my body and over my chest and lands directly on my face, dripping right into my mouth, just as Miss requested. Like a proud slut, I eagerly lick as much of my warm cum as I can reach with my tongue and present it for Miss, hoping to please her. She smiles and says, "That's a good slut. Eat all of that cum. You're a good boy. Now, get dressed and be on your way." I do hope you enjoyed all 5 parts of my wonderful story. I have to thank Stephen for writing it after all. Make sure you subscribe to my blog at thescarletmistress.com.